world. Your suggestions and requests are always welcome. World Harvest encourages you to join them in supporting public radio.
Meteorologist Scott Oltoff says we'll have some rain today, so take an umbrella with you. And then we'll have some cooler, fall-like temperatures as the week goes on. Scott will be along with details in just about 5 minutes after this hour's report of AM 580 News. It's 62 degrees on Friends Plaza in Urbana, and it's 8:30. Good morning, I'm Jay Pierce. The $700 billion bailout package has survived a test vote on the House floor. A 220 to 198 vote moves the bill forward, clearing the way for general debate and a final House vote, possibly by midday or early afternoon. The procedural vote comes as Federal Reserve Chairman Ben Bernanke issued a statement hailing Congress' compromise on the measure. He praised the bill as a way to help restore the flow of credit to households and businesses for crucial economic growth and job creation. Bernanke says the measure offers strong protections for taxpayers. He's calling for swift passage, that is. President Bush is also pushing for the measure, though he says he fully understands the bailout may be a difficult vote for lawmakers. Meanwhile, money experts say the current economic turmoil should be a signal to review your personal finances. Sean Crawford reports.
State government might not always be the best role model when it comes to finances, but the Department of Financial and Professional Regulation is taking on the task. Secretary Dean Martinez says the agency has information on its website to address a number of questions, including one of the most common, is my money safe?
And if you were to click on that link, it would lead you straight to the FDIC insurance line, and you would be able to look up your account and your monies, and it will tell you whether or not you are fully insured or not. So even if you couldn't reach your banker, you can do it on your own at your computer.
Mortgages, credit, and insurance are other topics listed. Martinez says the site is set up to make it easier for financial novices to navigate. He says while individuals can't control the economy, they can make sure they're protected and that they're comfortable with their level of risk. I'm Sean Crawford.
And the website address is idfpr.com. That's idfpr.com. The Illinois Department of Public Health is warning of E. coli risks from iceberg lettuce distributed by a Michigan-based company. Health officials say at least five Illinois residents were hospitalized after contracting the bacteria between late August and mid-September. A sixth Illinoisan also contracted E. coli. All reportedly ate iceberg lettuce supplied by the Detroit-based Ant Mid Produce Company. Officials say there is no evidence suggesting grocery store lettuce is affected. A company statement says Ant Mid has initiated testing of its processing facility and initial results showed no contamination. Michigan health officials issued a public health alert on Friday after E. coli sickened 26 people, some of those who got sick eating Ant Mid iceberg lettuce. An appellate court judge has ruled Illinois Governor Blagojevich did not have the authority to expand state health care coverage last year. Today's ruling upholds, or Friday's ruling, I should say, upholds an earlier court decision to halt the expansion of family care. We get a report from Mike Ree.
The appellate court's ruling puts a temporary hold on the governor's health care expansion. That's until a lower court judge makes a final decision. Blagojevich last year issued an executive order allowing people with higher incomes to sign up for state-subsidized health care. Richard Caro is one of the plaintiffs and an attorney in the lawsuit. He says Blagojevich and the state's health care department had no right to implement the expansion.
So there were illegal, unconstitutional expenditures. That has to be undone.
Caro says hospitals and doctors are the ones who might suffer because the state can't pay them for services they've already performed. The governor's office did not immediately return calls for comment.
Families and friends attended a ceremony yesterday afternoon at Assembly Hall in Champaign honoring 240 members of the 33rd Infantry Brigade Combat Team. Preparing for deployment, these National Guard soldiers will be helping Afghanis to build their fledgling army and police forces. For Major Sami Nasib, this is the third time he's been deployed. He has done 2 6-month tours in Iraq, so Nasib says his three adolescent children know the drill.
They're kind of used to it, but they understand. I mean, biggest thing is get them involved in what we're doing, that they're also part of the effort as well.
Several veterans and members of the military attended the ceremony to support the soon-to-be-deployed. Jim Stork is a ride captain with Patriot Guard Riders, a group of 150,000 motorcyclists nationwide who attend deployment and welcome ceremonies, as well as a soldier funeral, and also to support soldiers. He says about 75% of Guard Riders are Vietnam vets.
I mean, these boys, you got to realize we were drafted, and all of these boys are volunteers, and that makes them extra special.
This is the largest deployment of the Illinois National Guard since World War II. The soldiers will be gone for about a year. Our next report of AM 580 News will be at 9:30. I'm Jay Pierce.
WILL weather is made possible by Jim Rue at Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors in Ogden, serving businesses and families with professionally installed doors and automatic openers since 1959. Champaign-Danville Overhead Doors offers pinch-proof doors, keyless digital entries, and lifetime manufacturer's warranties.
Meteorologist Scott Olthoff joins us for another in-depth look at weather. Morning, Scott.